Nolte, Biden's job approval rating sinks further after disastrous press conference. By John Nolte on January 25, 2022. The whole point of last Wednesday's press conference was to reset his fraudulency Joe Biden's failed presidency. At the very least, the White House had hoped the presser would stop his polling slide and change the conversation. Instead, 6 days later, polling shows Biden only made things worse. On the day of the presser, Wednesday, January 19, the Real Clear Politics poll of polls showed Biden's average job approval rating at 40.9%. His average disapproval rating was 53.3%. That put him underwater by 12.4 points. Today, Tuesday, January 25, the Real Clear Politics poll of polls shows Biden's average job approval rating at 40.8%. His average disapproval rating is 55.2%. That puts him underwater by 14.4 points. In other words, Slow Joe's approval rating has gone 2 full points in the wrong direction since that disastrous press conference. Usually, 2 points would not be that big of a deal. But that press conference was supposed to be a big deal. A game changer, a reset, a do-over, an opportunity for Biden to show the public he is strong, in command, aware of what's going on, empathetic, and not suffering from dementia. But we all know what happened. Instead of accomplishing any of that, Biden basically gave Putin the okay to invade Ukraine and then preemptively cast the 2022 midterm elections, that his party will lose, as illegitimate. He did that even though those elections have not yet been held. The next day, the White House attempted to clean those messes up but did so in the worst way imaginable. By telling the American public and the world that Biden did not say what we all heard him say. The whole shameful event was like watching a monkey try to hump a basketball. A little hilarious, a little creepy, and very sad. What's crucial to remember about all this is that the 2-hour press conference should have worked. What I mean is that in the past, historically, those things almost always work. Whenever the president is able to take his case directly to the people in that kind of setting, at the very least, the people appreciate the effort and poll bleeding stops. But Biden is so inept and enfeebled he made things worse for himself. Instead of changing the conversation to something in his favor, like proving he could stand up for 2 hours without a bathroom or apple juice break, Biden has been forced to abandon his second embassy in 6 months, and we're a whole lot closer to war with Russia. Meanwhile, the virus Biden promised to shut down is rampaging. The economy Biden pledged not to shut down is shutting down. Store shelves are empty. Gas prices have exploded. The border is wide open. Violent crime is proving Democrats cannot even govern their own cities. Schools are closed. Elites are allowed to go maskless while our kids are abused with anti-science mask mandates. Oh, and then, on Monday, during another senior moment, Biden called a member of the press a son of a bitch. They say 10 months is an eternity in politics. But there is nothing on the horizon to salvage Biden or the Democrats prior to the November midterms. They are not victims of events. They are victims of their own failed ideas, policies, lack of empathy for real people, extremism, and desire to change human nature. The 2022 midterms are going to be awesome. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.